circus. You're gonna be a broken-hearted clown. Paint my face with a good-for-nothing smile, cause a mean, fickle woman turned my whole world upside down.
Oh, good morning, Chantel. How are you this morning?
Morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Mate, we're giving you the big treatment today, music and the whole shooting match, all right?
Excellent.
So the circus is just about back in town. You're at Caloundra at the moment and you're coming back to Mount Gravatt Showgrounds December 5.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we'll be there next week and we're there for 2 weekends. We finish on December 14.
Just before Christmas. That to make it, to tell you what, the circus is one of those things that's always evolving, isn't it? There's always new things happening in the circus.
Absolutely. It's one of the oldest art forms around. So our family started in the circus industry in the early 1800s and we're still here. So definitely has a survival in it.
Have you seen a big change in the way that international circuses are going? Like we've seen all sorts of different things happening in that sphere, but it certainly is very interesting to see how a great Aussie family circus has transitioned to keep the whole thing alive.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing quite like homegrown, is there? We're really proud of our history and glad we can continue it for, we're actually 8 generations now.
And 8 generations of the family have been involved and you started as a kiddie when you were hopping up on Dad's shoulders.
Yeah, that's right. We all started at a very young age. You know, even before we can walk, we're in a costume and we get walked around the circus ring in the grand parade or something like that. So we get used to working in front of a live audience at a very young age.
How many people are actually involved in the performances of Ashton Circus?
Well, our production that we're bringing to Mount Cravat, we have about 9 performers in the show. Mm-hmm. But we've probably got maybe about 15 that tour with us that yep. do lots of different roles outside the circus ring.
And the circus itself is tradition. It is it's a family tradition for Ashtons. And being that you're local Logan people in most part, do you find it very, very interesting when you get nice and close to home? It's always a family feeling, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We're excited to be coming back home. That's what we thought we'd finish the year off nice and close to home. So we're looking forward to catching up with friends and family in the area around Christmas time. And yeah. we're excited to bring the circus to Mount Cravat. We haven't had our circus at Mount Cravat Showgrounds since, I think it was 2018. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to be back. And we have Santa coming to visit every show so kids can come and meet Santa and have their photos inside the circus tent with Santa 1 hour before each show.
Now, with the thunderstorms we've been having, it's been very fortunate. The big top is such a big tent, isn't it? It's really amazing in size.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and we're hopefully the weather is nice to us for our 2 weeks in Mount Cravat.
Well, as I said to you before, when the arthritis sort of eases off in my knees, I would think that the rain's just about over, and I'm sort of galloping out to the car park just to make sure that I'm okay. So I think you can take it as read that that the showers are going to be easing off, in particular the thunderstorms, because I remember as a kid that we had these sort of events when you'd get 4 or 5 days of thunderstorms, maybe not as much hail, but we get these 4 or 5 days of thunderstorms and then it's beautiful weather right through till Christmas.
Well, I hope your knees are correct for us. Fingers crossed.
Chantel, it's always good to talk to you and find out more about the circus. But if you'd like to go to the circus a little bit later on this morning, I'm going to be giving away a double pass to the circus. And so keep that in mind. Rita, she's on the switchboard this morning and she's all over it. She really is. Rita knows about these things because Rita tells me she knows. Okay, she knows. Oh, that's the way it goes. Hey, Chantel, thanks for talking with us this morning. It's always good to have you on the show. And I tell you what, I'm assured that the Ashton Circus at the Mount Gravatt Showgrounds will be absolutely incredible. Everybody loves to go to the circus, don't they? Even if they're dancing off the ceiling like you do sometimes. Is that true?
They do. We have a fantastic show ready for Mount Cravat.
That's great. Good to talk to you, mate. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye now.